Hey, girlfriend, welcome to the Wind Up Women podcast. My name is Shannon, and I am an online health mentor and a full-time corporate babe who loves all things wine and shaking up that noise that is inside your head. Say what? Each week, I will be sharing a dose of inspiration to help you make massive changes in your mindset, motivation, and overall happiness so you can stop bottling up your potential and pour out those excuses. You in? If so, grab your wine and I'll see you on the inside. Welcome back to the Wind Up Women podcast. I'm so excited to have you back this week. I just wanted to say cheers to you. I hope you had a beautiful holiday weekend if you were celebrating alone or, you know, maybe with some local family or local friends. I don't know, because, you know, with the quarantine and COVID and everything, it's been a weird kind of holiday season, but we're making the best of it, right? But yeah, happy freaking Wednesday. So I want to just say cheers. I'm drinking some seltzer water, vanilla, so good. I decided that December, I'm not going to drink any alcohol. This should be interesting. It won't be that hard because right now I actually today, I'm recording this on Tuesday. I took my husband to get his wisdom teeth out. So like he won't be drinking. So whenever like he doesn't like have a drink or like buys, like sometimes he'll buy like fun beer at work and bring home one and we'll taste one together. Or like Sunday dinners, we'll go and have wine. But like when he's not drinking, it's easy for me to not drink. And then also I'm getting surgery at the end of the month before Christmas, so I won't be able to drink then. So I figured why not make it a whole month? So if you want to do this with me, let's do this together. Instead of wine, I'll be drinking seltzer water or, you know, some cranberry juice, feeling a little festive. But yeah, you can always like make some fun little mocktails, which I probably will do. But welcome back to today's episode. I wanted to kind of dive into something that I've been dealing with right now and kind of looking into like what makes me happy and what do I want to do with my career and what is my like passion. And you know, you always hear the phrase of like, do what makes you happy. But I was thinking about it. Is that really like the best way to go about saying that? Like, is that the best phrase? Because yes, we can be happy, but even if we're doing what makes us happy, sometimes we get stressed. There's highs and lows, there's tough seasons, there's hard things to accomplish. So doing what makes you happy, maybe we should say instead, like doing just what feels good for your intuition, in your gut, like what makes you all in all, like at the end of the day, you're like, okay, I know this is what I'm meant to be doing. At the end of the day, I feel good about my choices. I feel good about my life. I feel good about my career, my, you know, like what I've been moving forward every single day. And, you know, sometimes it might be stressful and you're like not happy at the moment. So that's why I'm always saying like, just do what makes you feel good. You know, it's the difference between long-term and short-term. Happiness is short term and feeling good is long term. And easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life, right? So what does it mean to feel good, right? You're like, okay, but I'm in this like pivotal point, or, you know, it's the last month of the year and then it's the new year and everyone makes these resolutions or they do a career change or they go back to school for a passion. You know, how can I figure out like, what does it mean to feel good and how do I know I'm on the right path? I'm going through this right now. I actually am starting a brand new business, my own business. And it's scary and it's intimidating. It's, you know, I'm taking a course to make sure I'm doing everything right and like putting myself out there and getting all of the back end work, like the websites, the tech stuff, all of that stuff ready and set. And it's very intimidating and I'm learning new things every day. But in the end of the day, I know like this has been on my heart for a while and I know I need to do it because it makes me feel good. Like I'm happy doing that work. It's not like I'm dreading the work. I'm not dreading the classes. I'm not dreading getting things set up. I'm excited. And it's like, whoa, I'm pushing myself to new levels. And that feels good. rather than staying stagnant and just complacent and just being in a career path maybe that's not giving you joy and giving you purpose. So instead of asking yourself, okay, does this make me happy? Maybe ask yourself, what is going to make me feel good 6 months from now or next month or next week or even at the end of the day? Just because something makes you happy right now doesn't mean it's good for you in long term. Isn't that wild? Because sometimes we act on these feel good feelings and then we're like, whoa, 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 6 months in, we're like, wait, I don't actually want this. I just was like high on that happiness feeling in the beginning. So when you get honest about what makes your body feel good, that's when the magic happens. When you're really getting in tune, okay, what makes you feel good? You need to just start listening to yourself and trust your intuition rather than listening to that ego. But you know, like, just because something makes you happy right now doesn't mean it's good for you. So often we put off doing the hard thing because it's easier not to. For me, like, I'm starting this new business. Learning about the financial aspects of starting your own business and the like all the government things you need to do and all like the back end work is very intimidating to me. And honestly, I always was scared of it because I'm like, I'm not smart enough. I don't know anything. I didn't go to school for business. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And it was just easier not to do it because it was just a hard thing. But then I thought about it, like, life is never going to be easy. So you might as well just make the decisions that support you in the long term. So what I'm doing now, building the business, is going to support me 6 months from now when I'm starting and having clients and doing this and making an income and working for myself. And I'll get the hang of it. I'll learn the lingo. I'll figure it out as I go. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be bumpy. But at the end of the day, it feels good to me. The only way to know what's going to make you happy and what's going to feel good to you, you need to look into who you are and listen to what your body is trying to tell you. For me, I was getting these little nudges, these little like whispers in a sense of like, this doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel good. I don't feel like doing this. Like in the current like kind of career that I'm in right now. And I haven't shared this like because I do health and fitness coaching and I love my clients and that's kind of where I'm going to stay. But more like the other side of it, like building a team and like recruiting and all that things, it just didn't feel good to me. And I'm like forcing it and forcing it and forcing it. And I've been forcing it for so long. And I'm like thinking, why am I doing this? Because it doesn't feel good internally to me. So why am I doing it? It's not making me happy. The thing that makes me happy is helping my clients and not forcing it or not pushing it and just helping them. And, you know, I love my health and fitness. I love nutrition. I love, you know, sharing fun tips in that. So I'm going to stay in that realm, but I don't need to force myself to be like the team and the, all these ranks and all these things that like the company like prides people on, you know. I'm just doing what makes me feel good rather than doing what I think I should do. And that's what made me look into, okay, what else? Like I want to have my own business and I want to like still do the coaching just like for my clients and the fitness aspect, but I want to do something else too. So that's one reason why I've always loved like the back end work of things. I've loved like graphics. I loved organization, like Excel sheets. Like I love secretary work and admin work and behind the scenes work. All of the things that I've done so far running my business and this podcast and all of the things. And I was like, okay, over the past few years, I've always said I wanted to be a virtual assistant. So I took the plunge. I invested in a course for me, just for me. Like I literally invested my hard-earned money into this course to learn all about how to start my own business and do it right and from scratch and make it my own. And it's just given me so much purpose and it's me listening to my intuition and those little nudges that I got that I was saying, okay, Shannon, you're not on the right path, but this is something that's always been in the back of my brain, right? So just really staying in tune with your body and listening to what your body and your intuition is trying to tell you. And you have to start trusting that your body and knows what's best for you. And you can't just force everything all the time. And if you feel like you've been at something and forcing it for years and years and years, and you're still not happy, you're still not, it doesn't feel good to you, you're not motivated, you're not happy with the results, you're not, and you feel like you've been working and working and grinding and hustling, and it's just like you're hitting a wall, like you're literally in mud. That's what it felt like for me with my business, my coaching business. And I decided, I was like, okay, well, I want to try this because this is what feels good to me. I've been wanting to try it. So why not just give it a try and stay with my fitness coaching business, but just have that as just like helping my clients, not as like building a team or anything like that. And that's what feels good to me. And that's just being true to me. Some people might not agree. But at the end of the day, it's my life. And I don't care if anyone doesn't agree. I'm doing what feels good to me. And that's when that impact happens. That's when that ripple effect happens. That's when the passion, the drive, the happiness, and the joy and the abundance comes, when you are living in your true purpose and doing what you want to do rather than doing what others want you to do. And it's honestly all about like investing in yourself and true self-care, which involves making hard decisions. You know, like it was so hard for me to invest in a course to become a virtual assistant and build my own business. But that's so much better for me in the long run, because I know I'm starting on the right foot and I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm finding out new things I've never learned before, scary things about money, about, you know, back-end stuff like offices, like your websites, you know, like your EIN number, like all of these different fun things, and things like making sure you're responsible with your time, your money, your energy, and health. So that's true self-care, doing something now that helps you live a healthier life down the road. And life gets easier when you have, you know, enough money to pay your bills. You're healthier when you're listening to your body and you're moving your body every day. You're nourishing it. You're meditating. Maybe you're investing in coaches. You're investing in learning new things. You're investing in, you know, courses to learn a new thing that you can add to your business and help your clients. Doing those small things each day add up to your more confident life and more confidence in your business, or even just like your happiness in your life, right? And the biggest roadblock that you can have when you're trying to figure out what makes you happy and what makes you feel good is your relationship with yourself. Because when you are not in tune with who you are or love yourself, or you're bullying yourself constantly, that will be your biggest roadblock to success and to feeling good long term. Because you need to have that best friend relationship with yourself. So starting with your mindset and how you feel about yourself gives you the foundation to view everything else with just a clear lens. And honestly, like when you change the way you think about who you are, it changes the way you think about everything else too. So once you just decide like, okay, I'm worthy of this change, I'm worthy of going after what I want to do and what makes me feel good, rather than doing what others think is good for me, rather than pushing through that mud that makes you feel icky and gross. It doesn't have to be like that. When you are following what makes you feel good, good things will come to you. Yeah, it might be stressful. It might be scary. It might be taking a risk. It might be, you know, just trying new things, learning new things, investing in courses, practicing new habits, meeting new people, letting go of old ties. It might be scary, but hard choices makes an easy life, right? You got to make the hard choices. You got to put in the work. You got to do and stand up for you, because you are worth it, girlfriend. You are so worth it. And just know, if you're not happy in your career right now, that's totally cool. Like, I work at a school and like, that's not my passion. I just work there to pay the bills, right? So that's why I have these side hustles, these side passions. Like, I love this podcast because it brings me joy. I'm starting my virtual assistant business because that brings me joy. It brings me passion. It brings me purpose. It's something that I've wanted to do for so long. I love my fitness coaching and my fit community, and I love seeing them get results with their health and get more confident and happier and more comfortable around food and their body and their mindset and everything. I love that part. So having those little things for me makes me a better human, and that can affect everyone that surrounds me, and it's that ripple effect. So don't just do what makes you happy, do what feels good to you, no matter what anyone says. Because at the end of the day, you are living your own life. You're with yourself 100% of the time. So don't let another minute pass by putting off your passions or putting off that dream to the side because you're like, ugh, I can't do that, or I'm not good enough, or I don't know how to do this, or what will they think of me, or how will I get that done? I don't have enough time. Like all of those limiting negative beliefs, stop doing that. Just know if it makes you feel good, you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. I believe in you. All right, girlfriend. So if this episode resonated with you, take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram stories. I cannot wait to hear your biggest takeaways. And if you haven't yet, leave a review and subscribe, share with your besties. It means the absolute world to me. And like I always say, go pour yourself a glass of wine or some water because it's never good to keep things bottled up. See you next week.